Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Simayo. I'm the supervisor on the floor. I locate your account with your zip code.
72364.
Thank you. What's your name?
Catherine McHenry.
Thank you. What's your address?
249 Mound City Road, Marion, Arkansas, 72364.
Thank you. I locate your account. You have the wireless earbuds. How may I assist you today?
Well, I did not order those things. I'm 69 years old, and I have no idea how to use them. So I didn't order something like that. One of my grandkids evidently has gotten on my computer and done something. But I live on my Social Security, and I do not or cannot, no way, afford $60.97 for something. Now, I asked the other young lady, you know, what color they were, because I've got 13 grandkids, so I don't know which one ordered them or anything like that. What can we do? Because I cannot afford for y'all to take $60. Today is just the 14th of the month, and I don't get any more money in until the 3rd of next month, and I just can't afford this.
Okay, I'm willing to assist me. Can I place you on a brief hold while I take a look over the information on the account?
I appreciate it, honey. Thank you.
Okay, so looking at the information on your account, do you remember placing the order for the $7 back on January 26th?
Nope.
Did you give authorization for anyone to use your card?
Nope. That's what I'm saying. My grandkids come in here, and they're all teenagers, so they come in here and they tell me, Nana, I've got to borrow your computer to do some homework and research. Well, this is what I'm running into.
Okay, well, if you didn't authorize them to use your card, Minister, I had to begin the fraud investigation. And that will go into a pending investigation. And any
okay, are you serious? I will see about getting the earbud things back to y'all. But no, I'm not pressing charges against my grandchildren.
I didn't say press charges on them. I just said we're just doing an investigation, miss.
Oh, my Lord.
But any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine. If you're stating that you didn't authorize anyone to create the account.
I did not do that. But surely to God, there's some kind of other arrangements we can make. I can get whatever those things are, the buds, from whichever grandchild done it. Because I will call their parents right now and find out who's got them.
Okay.
I've already been told
to that
been flat.
Okay, well, I'm willing to refund back at least 50% of the $60, ma'am, and they could just keep it. Hello?
I'm here. I'm messing. I'm here.
Okay, so do you agree for me to refund back the $30, ma'am, and they can keep it?
Jesus, really? Is that all you can do to help me? $30 is high. And I'm telling you, I will send this mess back to you. But I can't afford for y'all to keep $30 or $40. I've got two bills I've not paid yet this month. One of them's my prescription bill, and the other is my water bill. And that's what that money was sitting in the bank for, and I'm going to have about $32 left to live on until the third of next month.
Well, ma'am, the most I'll be able to do is refund back at least 75% of those charges back to you, which is $45.
Oh, my Jesus Christ. Okay. I think this is wrong. I'm telling y'all, I'll get the bug things back to y'all.
Okay, so the request has been placed on the account, and you will receive the refund back in 5 business days, along with the email notification regarding the cancellation and also the refund. Anything else?
Okay, I need your name.
My name is Maya.
Okay, and you're giving me 75% back, which is $45.73, correct?
That is correct.
Well, I think y'all need to be a little more compassionate when you're dealing with grandparents and kids or doing stuff like this.
Okay, is there anything else I may have to assist you with today?
I hope this happens to you when you get old. I really do, and I'm not wishing you no bad luck, honey. But you're going to realize somewhere down through your life how it feels for somebody not to work with you, not to help you when you're in need of it. Thank you.
Okay.